But first, it's time for our weekly visit with Jerry Jones and Wade Phillips. We talk to the owner and general manager and the head coach after every game, the Cowboys beating the Giants 20-8 yesterday. And we say good morning to Jerry Jones. Do we say good morning to Jerry Jones? Yeah, maybe we don't have him. All right, let's see. Jerry on line one or line two?
Well, I'm here.
Hello, good morning. I'm here, too.
Oh, okay. Well, we got both of you.
We're all here.
Well, good. It's Jerry and Wade, and congratulations to both of you
on
a big
morning. It's certainly a good morning.
Thanks, George.
We are we're very pleased. I thought our team shut up, Wade.
All right.
I thought our team played pretty well. I felt pretty confident about this game, oddly enough. I had 25 large riding on it.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, it's kind of a little extra, you know, juice on the game, kind of get me all excited.
I don't think Roger Goodell wants to hear that.
Well, he's not going to listen to this, is he? This is kind of a local deal.
Yeah.
Romo and the boys really came through for me there. And before the game, I don't know if they showed the footage of this, but I leaned down and told Marion Barber through clenched teeth that I was done with him. Finished.
Is that what you said to him?
That is what I said to him, because I got this here People's Choice who runs like the wind and works for half the pay. And I'm also glad that T.O. got a few catches, because he personally threatened me that if Romo didn't throw it his way, he was going to blow the lid off some questionable money I'm using to finance that new stadium. And I shut up, Wade.
All right.
And I can't have my kneecaps broken again. So
again?
Yeah.
Okay.
So during the game, I pressed my communication button, the one that's marked the Cowboy quarterback helmet, and I ordered Romo to throw T.O.'s way.
Okay.
Good job, Jerry.
Shut up, Wade.
Hey, Jerry, what you mad about? We did it.
We did it, Jerry.
We're world champs, Jerry. We beat the world champs.
No, that's not the way it works. We still got two more games, Wade.
Oh, yeah. That's right, we do. We've got the Pro Bowl. And what's the other game, Jerry?
No, we still got two more regular season games.
That wasn't the Super Bowl last night, Jerry?
No, wait, it wasn't.
You sure were acting like it.
Well, I was pretty excited.
Well, it was, Jerry. It was a good win for the team, especially after all the distractions we had last week.
Yeah, could you comment on the dissension and the distraction?
Well, I think the biggest dissension we had was that old guy I ran into at the Dairy Queen. I got so mad at him. First off, he cut in line at the soft serve. You just can't do that, Jerry.
No, I want you to talk about the dissension between Witten and Romo and the T.O.
Yeah, that's all fabricated, Jerry. I don't know anything about that. All I know is the guy cut in front of me at the soft serve at the DQ, and then he is trying to pass off this ice cream sandwich as a deli bar. That's not a deli bar. It's a damn Chipwich, Jerry.
God.
Made me so damn mad.
Well, what about the distractions? Was that whole controversy a distraction to you? I'm talking about the T.O. Witten thing.
Well, the only thing I was distracted by, Jerry, is knowing that Pioneer or Western Sizzlin' or Bonanza, they had them Sunday buffets for $7.99, Jerry, and that was going on while we was playing yesterday.
You were thinking about that.
Yeah. I mean, I like meat, but you know what I really like about them buffets, Jerry?
What's that?
Pudding. Oh, you can eat pudding, Jerry. I got to admit, I laid a little bit into my pockets on my way out.
Your pockets.
Yeah, it's all you can eat, right? So I just put it in my pocket and I eat a little bit later.
I don't think you can take that stuff to go, though, Coach.
Well, I take advantage of it because I think all you can eat is all you can eat. It was a good win for us, Jerry. And boy, I got to tell you, I've been eating like a Brahma bull lately, Jerry. Grandma Wade's been cooking up some good pies. Pumpkin pies, pecan, mincemeat, chocolate, nanner, apple, cherry, apple cherry, cherry apple, coconut cream. And I've been eating all of them.
Grandma Wade.
Can you tell her put on my Christmas 20, Jerry?
Yeah, I've noticed you put on a few pounds. Hey, listen, Wade, I don't want you getting distracted like this. You need to focus on football.
All right, Jerry, let's go get them.
All right, we will do. All right, we got two more games, Wade. We're going to win them both.
Oh, yeah, we're going to win them, Jerry. You like the way we're playing defense, Jerry? Playing that sick'em defense. I just let them smell leather and say, sick'em, boys.
Well, I know. I wished I could have seen more of the game, but the whole second half I basically missed because Steven and Jerry Jr. got to arguing over who'd get to sit in the front of our box up there.
Yeah.
And they were fighting like cats and dogs up there, and Steven had one of Jerry Jr.'s matchbox cars. So they were fighting over that, and I couldn't see a damn play in the second half.
I tell you what, Jerry, I know you love them, but those are spoiled kids. You need to take a switch to them.
A switch? Did your daddy switch you?
Oh, Bum used to whip me something fierce, Jerry. That's what those kids need.
And you consoled yourself and comforted yourself with food, did you?
Oh, all the time, Jerry. Sandwiches, pudding, pies, barbecue, all of it.
Turned into freaking Carter country.
We're going all the way, Jerry. Let the cowboys ride.
All right. Hang up the phone, Wade.
All right. Yeah, I think he's gone.
See what I'm up against.
Yeah, I guess we do.
We see what you're up against.
All right, it is 8:49 here on Sports Radio 1310.